USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll shows inflation is causing hardship for a majority of Americans. Gallup reports 56% of respondents describe their experiences as moderate to severe hardship. That's up from only 49% who said the same in January. A judge isn't granting Elon Musk's request to delay a trial over his bid to buy Twitter. However, claims made by a whistleblower can be added to his countersuit. The whistleblower claimed Twitter has major security shortcomings that threaten privacy on the platform and national security. Changes are continuing in Uvalde, Texas after a school shooting last May. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
The Austin American Statesman publication is reporting five Texas Department of Public Safety officers have been referred to the State Inspector General's office for a formal investigation into their actions during the Uvalde school shooting.
The man prosecutors suspect of kidnapping and murdering a teacher in Memphis has been denied bail in court on Wednesday. Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy explaining that the arraignment was paused because there was a motion filed by the defense to change the suspect's lawyer.
The judge is going to consider that issue. He expects to be able to rule on it tomorrow, so the arraignment will be continued until tomorrow on the murder charges.
Video reportedly shows Fletcher being forced into a SUV during a jog. Iran has enough uranium that's close to weapons grade to build a nuclear bomb. That's according to a report from the International Atomic Energy Agency. The 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers limited it to enrich uranium under 4%. However, Iran's uranium stock is enriched up to 60%. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, is firing back against accusations that the city never submitted plans requesting state and federal assistance in addressing past water issues. On Tuesday, Shokwa Lumba produced several documents he claimed specifically outlined Jackson's water problems and what needed to be done to fix them. The mayor adding those documents were emailed to several local, state, and congressional leaders requesting funding. Leaks out of the Justice Department probe say the FBI found documents about a foreign government's nuclear capabilities while searching Mar-a-Lago Resort last month. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio explains why he believes the government is strategically leaking information.
In this particular case, every single day, someone in the Justice Department is leaking. Why would you leak? There's only one reason to leak this stuff, and that is to create a narrative. And why do you create a narrative? For political purpose. So every single day, they are proving that they are politicizing this by what they are doing.
The first day of school is canceled today for Seattle public school students as teachers hit the picket lines. The Seattle Education Association announced Tuesday that its teachers voted to authorize a strike over Labor Day weekend. The union says the measure passed with 95% of the vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.